is experiencing right now. All, you know, how joyful she was. And it started when she was a young girl. And she took flight to be with the Lord at the age of 98. But all those years as a young girl with her sisters and her family out on those farms and things, you know, they didn't have much. They wouldn't probably have anything at all. But they had Jesus. And they would sing to entertain themselves. They didn't go places and spend a lot of money. They just stood around a piano in the living room and played songs and sang. And I remember just a few years ago, she and her sister stood right over here. And they're in their 90s, you know? And they're singing like they were teenagers. I think we all have fond memories of Sister Austin, those of us who were privileged to know her, to spend a little time with her. And Shelley and I are not going to be able to be here next Saturday for her service. Perhaps we can view it online or whatever. But we'll be thinking of her. And some of my fond memories, and I'm sure you have some as well. One of them was, she and her husband were quite baseball fans. They loved to listen to the radio before they had a television. They'd listen to the St. Louis Cardinals on the radio. And so we'd have conversations. She loved the Rockies, you know. So I said, well, Sister Austin, maybe we can go to a game sometime. So we arranged it with the permission of Dwayne, who, as you know, is very protective of his mother. And so we decided we're going to go see a Rockies game. So we made it all and picked her up. You know, she lives right across the street from Dwayne and Linda, a little house there. So I picked her up, and Dwayne was there. We helped her into the car and went down, parked in handicap down at Coors Field, and went up to the sand lot, had dinner. And she told me all about her family and when she was a little girl. I learned so much about her, just that those few hours we had together. And I'll never forget, we had really nice seats, you know, kind of behind home plate. And the Rockies were down in the game. And they finally worked it, I think it was in the 9th inning. Bases loaded, 2 outs. And I turned to her and I said, wouldn't it be something if he hit a home run, grand slam? And I'm not kidding you. The very next pitch. I have never seen anybody jump and holler and scream and throw their hands up like little Sister Austin did. And we got home and pulled up into her driveway, and it was dark, of course. It was a night game. And before I could even open the door, there was Dwayne. He saw us pull in, man, he runs across the street. He was so protective of his mom. And boy, we had a good time. And I'd never forget the fact that every time I would see her, every time, we'd talk a little bit and she'd always say, I love you. You know? Now she is face to face with Jesus. The one that she adored. The one that she so looked forward to meeting. How many times would we see her just in tears during a sermon, a message, a study? She longed to be with the Lord. Well, now she is. I think everybody in this meeting and far beyond really loved Violet Grace Austin. For who she was, everything she is now and was in her life here on this planet was Jesus in her. I think of Sister McGuire. You know, they used to call Sister McGuire Jesus Lady here. And all these lovely moms, especially the older ones who have gone on to be with the Lord. And what an inspiration. What an example. The strength of the family is in the mother. And what an example she was. And she still is. to her children, her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren. I mean, she's just awesome. But it was Christ in her. She loved the Lord so much. She was humble. She was loving. She was kind. She was submissive. She was attentive. She was all the characteristics that we read about in Scripture about who the bride will be. What will she be like? She's his bride. I know it. Because she longed for him more than anything or anybody else in the entire world, in her entire life. She longed to be with Jesus. He was and now is and will always be his first love, her first love. I mean, it's just so simple. I think of my mother, who just turned 95. She'll be, Lord willing, she'll be 96. I think of Jesse and John and Jim's mom, you know, Aunt Nancy, we call her. Godly women. And they're so reflective of the godly women that we read in Scripture, aren't they? Don't you just want to be around them? We can learn so much from them, from how they conducted themselves in their families, in their walk. If I could describe Grace Austin in one word, it would be really hard to do. But the word that came to my mind was the word testimony. Testimony. What a testimony of the grace of God she was, and she is, and she always will be. I think we'll all miss her very dearly. There'll be a lot said from this pulpit on Saturday, Lord willing. And none of it will be exaggerated. None of it will be made up. It's not like Brother Hill who said, are you sure you got the right guy? No, everything that's going to be said about Sister Austin is going to be true. What a precious heart. What a precious heart. You know, and sometimes, another light's gone out of the meeting. Yeah, we're going to miss her for sure. But we have her memories. Don't you have fond memories of her? I sure do. She had a radiance about her, you know, which was just beyond, because it was given to her from the Lord. You know, and now she's shining more brightly than ever before. I can't even imagine. You know, Brother Hill used to say, well, when I get to heaven and I'm in the presence of the Lord and I'm just going to be there just in his presence, and maybe after about 1,000,000 years, I might look around and see if you're there. Well, we're going to be there. But you know, the joy that she displayed here on earth when she was here cannot be compared with the joy that she must be experiencing right now. She's got to be. And aren't you so happy for her? Yeah, we sorrow. But not as them that have no hope. We're going to miss her. I already miss her. I'm going to be looking over there in that first pew in that corner right there. And I'm going to be thinking about her. I think every time I come to church. But I'm going to be, my sorrow is going to be filled with, overridden with joy. Because I know where she is. Face to face, I am beholding him. Face to face above the starry sky, face to face in all his glory. Now I'm seeing him by and by. Praise the Lord. Well, God bless you this morning. Have a wonderful Mother's Day, all you moms and families, and I hope he comes today.